Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Glad to have you with us on this Thursday. Good morning. This is Jim O'Hara with news on Quad Cities NPR WVIK. The time is 9:04. A bill that would make it easier for teachers and other employees to carry firearms in schools is headed back to the House after clearing the Iowa Senate yesterday.
Republicans say their bill is meant to make it easier for districts to buy insurance if they choose to arm employees. It requires staff members who carry guns to take training on emergency medicine and shooting scenarios. School districts and armed staff would also have qualified immunity from lawsuits. Democratic Senator Sarah Trone Garrett of West Des Moines says that provision acknowledges her concern that a mishandled gun in school could accidentally harm or kill someone.
That this will be the likely result of having untrained, unskilled, very likely unqualified people with loaded weapons in our schools.
Republicans say the greater risk is waiting for law enforcement when a school shooting is underway. The bill is headed back to the House after it was amended to remove a grant program to support schools that hire security officers. I'm Grant Gerlach, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather today, mostly cloudy, breezy, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 64. Overnight, cloudy, windy with showers and thunderstorms likely low around 44. For Friday, sunny, breezy, high near 62 with gusty winds. On Saturday, sunny and 74. Sunday, sunny with a high near 82. Today on Think, in our quest to head off childhood mental illness at its source, are the means outweighing the good? Contemporary parenting styles are discussed at noon today on Think here on WVIK.